Hi, I'm Meryl. I'm a wife, mother, professional when I feel like being professional. But most of all, I'm a prank caller. Been doing it since 1989. And you're listening to Prank You, the podcast. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. There are new episodes every other Thursday brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. Now let's get to pranking.
My last name is Santa Barbara. Can you just rub that on your own body, right? I don't use computers. I'm just ready to party. Luckily, my sports bra made it through.
First up is Joel Osteen, the televangelist, who has his own line of goods with a new book.
Calling Joel Osteen Ministries. This call may be recorded for training purposes.
I'm actually also recording. I'm doing a documentary about my life. So just to let you know the same. Hello?
Okay. May I help you with today's special offer of Rule Your Day book?
I would love that. Can you just tell me a little bit? He helps just kind of break up the day a little bit, maybe some recipes. Can you just tell me a little bit about the book?
Oh, okay. Now that
I don't know if he gives any, you know, dishes or, you know, what kind of tips for the Lord or, you know, how it works.
Well, this is Joel's latest book.
Oh.
Okay.
Have you read it yet? Is it good?
No, I have not read it yet.
Oh, you're busy.
Okay, so I'd be happy to help you with that. To better serve you, may I please have the spelling of your first and last name?
Sure. It's Ilke. I-L-K-E. And my last name is Santa Barbara.
Can you spell that for me, please?
Sure. S-A-N-T-A, like Santa himself. And then Barbara. B-A-R-B-A-R-A.
I have Ilke, I-L-K-E, and Santa Barbara, S-A-N-T-A-B-A-R-B-A-R-A.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you. And are you calling from the United States?
I am. I'm in the United States. Thank God. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Okay, thank you. Hmm. I was unable to locate a record based on the number that you're calling from. Is there another number or perhaps an email address I could use? Search for you?
No, that's all right. This is my number.
Okay, may I have your zip code, please?
Sure. 11797. Now, so in this book, how many pages is the book?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't want anything too thick because I put it in my purse and then use it on my commute. So I just don't want anything too heavy. And I just want to make sure, you know, I just want to know kind of what's in it. Are there, you know, recipes I can make at home? Is it really just about the Lord only? Any sort of tips?
It's no recipes in the book.
No recipes. I'm just dying for a new chicken dish. I am so sick of chicken fricassee. If I eat it one more time. But I don't know what else to do. Maybe a grilled chicken breast over some broccoli or asparagus. Yes.
Let's continue with this, okay?
Oh.
Can I have your address, please?
Sure. It's 121 Lord Street, L-O-R-D-E Street, and that's in Woodbury, New York, 11797.
Thank you. 121 Lord, L-O-R-D-E.
Like the Lord, yep.
In Woodbury, New York.
That's right.
Woodbury, New York, 11797.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
And can you tell me, are there any other goods that I should be buying? I'm just at the point where I've got so much money that I want to spend it. I feel like Corona is over and I'm just ready to party. So any other goods you could sell me besides the book would be great.
Well, you would need to go on our website.
Oh, no. I don't use computers. Nope. No, I will not.
Okay.
I don't use computers.
Okay, well, Miss
Santa Barbara.
Miss Santa Barbara?
Yes.
Miss Santa Barbara, can yes. we continue with the donation, please?
Oh, I have to donate as well?
Yes, ma'am. The book is free with any donation.
Oh, great. What a bargain. So you won't tell me what else I can buy?
Well, we have multiple CDs, multiple books.
Oh, I love CDs. I've got a boombox that you would not believe.
Well, these are not music CDs. These would be message CDs.
Oh, like talking about the Lord. Oh, about the Lord's messages. All right. Well, I will consider that. Perhaps a CD would help. I've got so much money. It's, you know, it's hard to know what to do with it.
Okay. Well, Miss Lord, the phone number that you gave me.
Oh, no, Lord is my street address. It's Santa Barbara is my last name.
Oh, excuse me, Miss Santa Barbara. the phone number that I have, is a cell phone or a landline?
It's a landline.
All right, thank you.
I don't use cell phones either. I've kept things just really simple in my life.
Okay, maybe we contact you at this number.
Oh, I would love that. Absolutely. The best time to call usually is between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. That's right before I go to the gym. Then I usually have lunch, you know, like a hot dish.
Okay.
And then...
Miss yeah. Barbara?
Yeah.
Santa Barbara?
Yes.
Is this the shipping address the same as your building?
Absolutely. Oh, I'm just so tired tonight.
There is an error in the street address.
An error? What do you mean? Is there something wrong with my house?
The street address is not correct.
Oh, well, it absolutely is. I've lived here for 30 years.
So I have 121 LORDE?
Yeah. So may I ask you, what are you even doing with this? Because I don't even know if I want to buy the book yet. So let's just take a pause.
Yes, Miss Santa Barbara. Let's take a pause.
Let's take a pause. So just tell me a little bit about the book. What's your favorite part?
Miss Santa Barbara, I haven't read the book, so I don't have...
But surely you have a copy in front of you you can reference.
No, ma'am, I do not.
Wow, they don't even give you a free book. How long have you worked for this establishment?
Miss Santa Barbara, are you going to make a donation today? Because
I don't think so. I don't think I am.
Okay.
Next up is Alex Jones, the raving lunatic who sells body wash and vitamins.
It's a war, so take your order, please.
Oh, you can. I basically just came into an inheritance, and I am ready to buy anything Alex Jones is selling. So let's go through. Let's start with the basics. What is the one thing, if someone said to you, gun to your head, you need one thing of Alex Jones, what would it be?
Oh, I don't know, man. That's a lot of pressure.
Oh, gun to your head. The trigger is...
Again, too much pressure.
That's what happens when you're mugged.
Pressure. Right. Let's see. Well, I was going to say the Survival Shield X3 or X2, but those are out of stock, so we can't...
Oh, come on. What does the Survival Shield do? Does it shield me from things?
It's a nascent iodine, ma'am.
Oh.
With like thyroid and that type of thing.
Oh, it's like a health supplement for my thyroid. I always forget that Alex is basically a doctor.
Yes, ma'am.
Great. Well, it's fine.
Let's see, biomineral fusion. That's another popular product, I guess. Vitamineral fusion. Ultra, that's pretty popular.
Great. And how many?
That's pretty popular.
How many vitamins? Do I need to eat the vitamins or is it like a spread on your body type thing? What is it? How does that work?
I'm sorry?
How does the vitamins work? Is it something you take?
Powder.
Oh, it's a powder, so I just put it in some sort of pudding. Like mix it with a chocolate pudding?
Some sort of liquid.
Oh, it has to be liquid. Because
I
usually take all my pills in pudding. It's just easier. You don't think this can go in the pudding?
I would don't think so, no, ma'am.
That might not be the right thing for me then. What about, does he have any bathrobes?
Any what?
Bathrobes.
Bathrobes? No, ma'am.
Oh, okay. What about any sort of toiletries?
We have tea tree shampoo. We have herbal body wash.
Alex Jones sells herbal shampoo and body wash. Fantastic. I'll take two of them.
Okay, so you want
two of each. Tell me, now I've got really, really oily hair. Like when I say I basically should be washing it twice a day. Now, is this going to work with my disgusting grease?
I mean, it has tea tree oil in it, so it should help.
Okay. I wonder if that will, you know, cut things down because right now it's real hard. I've got to wash before I, you know, go to the office. Then when I get home from the office, I could barely see my kids.
Okay, ma'am. Did you want, so you want two bottles of the tea tree shampoo?
Sounds great.
All right. And then 2 bottles of the herbal body wash?
That sounds great. And you just rub that on your own body, right?
Yes, and it's a body wash.
Great. That sounds great.
What else for you?
Will you tell me? I mean, I've got unlimited funds. So let's just go down the line. What else do you think is going to change my life?
I'm not quite sure, ma'am. I can't give you that time advice.
Really? Well, surely there's some products that you just say, you know what? I am honored to work at this company. I would love to sell, like, let's say, you know.
Well, that is true. I am honored to work at the company. Yes, ma'am. But unfortunately, no, I can't really recommend.
What about a bath bomb? Maybe you have like a tea tree oil bath bomb that it could just get rid of the oil on my body.
No, ma'am.
Hmm.
We don't sell the bath bombs.
Interesting. Do you have any combs?
Combs?
Combs, like to comb your greasy hair?
No, ma'am. We don't have any kind of combs.
All right. You know what? I don't know. I love Alex so much. He's so smart and handsome. I just really would love to just own anything that he's made. Any t-shirts with his facial features on it?
T-shirts? Let me check real quick.
Great. I would just love it with his, you know, his, all of his features on one t-shirt. Maybe even a legging, any sort of legging that maybe just has his body going up one side of the leg.
No, ma'am, nothing like that. Mm. Give me one. Let me see what we have here.
Maybe a sweatpant. Maybe it says...
Yeah, ma'am, we have t-shirts and we have like long sleeve shirts.
Oh!
We don't have anything in the pants.
No pants.
And no, I don't see anything with his picture on it.
Unreal. You would think he would have a whole line. Oh, all right. You know what? I'm going to think about this.
Okay.
I'm going to think and give it a call back. All right.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
We'll be here.
Oh, very thank
well.
God.
Thanks for calling. Have a good evening.
Bye-bye.
Time to call Barnes.
Hello, thank you for calling the Barnes Room. How may I direct your call?
Hello, I'm so sorry to hear about Barnes. I just wanted to offer my condolences. But I've also got a fairly large lawsuit that I would love to talk to, you know, the new Barnes about, if he's available.
It would be my pleasure to take, I'll help you to the intake process.
Sexual.
Are you a new client or are you calling it regarding an existing case?
No, I am a new client. You know, I've obviously been a fan of Kalino and Barnes for a long time, and I've never had anything happen to me that I felt that I could, you know, go to the judge with. But today, something really occurred.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Let me assist you with the intake process. May I please have your first and last name?
Absolutely. It's Barbara Ann. That's two words.
Barbara, B-A-R-B-A.
R.
R-A.
Mm-hmm.
And the last name?
Silk, S-I-L-K-E.
Okay, so Silk, S-I-L-K-E.
That's right.
That was S as in Sam, right?
That's right. Silk, like the material, like you'd have a silk bonnet, you know, that you wear to sleep at night so your hair doesn't fall all over everything. I'm very anxious to tell you what happened.
Okay. Are you a Spanish speaker?
I am not, but do I need to be for the court appearance?
No, you don't.
Oh, okay, good.
Are you at the scene of an accident or?
No, I'm home resting comfortably. I've got an ice pack, but other than that.
I understand. Okay. May I please have a brief description so I can explain the attorney I'm about to judge?
Oh, I'll tell you. I was taking my daily walk this afternoon at approximately 2:12 p.m., and I walked by a facility that, you know, fixes automobiles. And the next thing I know, there is a tire that was just thrown at me by some worker in the garage. The tire hit me. I fell to the ground, bumped my head on the sidewalk, my knees all busted up. And you know what they said? Whoops, shit happens. That's what they said to me. And I said, you know what? I'm calling Celino and Barnes. Minus the Barnes, I know about the plane crash. My knee is, it's ludicrous. Just a random tire just thrown at me. I was obviously in an athletic outfit. You know, my leggings are completely destroyed. They're white with a fishnet. Gone. Can't get them again.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And luckily my sports bra made it through, but I barely got out of there alive.
Okay, so you tell me, I'm not saying, this sounds like a terrible story.
It's a terrible story.
You see that you're, yeah, because like the reaction of the people was not according to what happened.
Right.
Where did you, could you tell me specifically where you got hit in your body? You said that you bumped your head.
Yeah, I bumped my head and then my knee hit the pavement. It's very swollen, so I've got an ice pack on now that I've got from Dwayne Reed. But I just, in general, feel assaulted. You know, I feel like this is like a retaliation for something, perhaps. Maybe they know I walk there every day and I don't say hi. I just never find it necessary. I don't know, but it just feels like for a tire to come flying out of the garage right at my body, it reeks of fish, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Totally understand. Now, I would like to go ahead and get to know at what time, in case we are not able to get a lawyer at the moment, what time we can get back to you?
Oh, anytime. I usually go to bed around 3 a.m., so anything before that works.
Okay, so the best time is at any time.
Oh, absolutely. I'm around.
I think that I gather all the information that I need in order to explain what happened to the attorney, so this is what I will do. I will place you on a brief hold, and I will try to contact one of your attorneys. As soon as I get you an attorney, I will be back on the line. Okay?
Oh, phenomenal. And is this Barnes's brother, Barnes, or who is this?
No, it will be one of the attorneys on duty that we already
have. Oh, okay. So just some random attorney. All right.
Thank you for listening to Prank You, the podcast. I'm your host, Meryl Scheinman. You could follow me on Instagram at Meryl Prank You. Prank You is produced by me, Meryl, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network. If you would like me to prank someone in your life, please email me at merylprankyou@gmail.com. If you enjoyed the show, please like, rate, and subscribe on iTunes. If you didn't, please don't. You could find us every other Thursday wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.